North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. New NC Property Records Tool centralizes deeds, liens, and owner data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a North Carolina-specific search platform that aggregates property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in NC can streamline due diligence and client research without toggling between multiple county databases. NorthCarolina.PropertyChecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next NC transaction. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. Charlotte commission rates edge to 5.53%. What NC agents should know for 2026. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that the average real estate commission rate in Charlotte is now 5.53%, with guidance on how the commission structure works and how sellers can reduce realtor fees. Understanding prevailing commission benchmarks helps NC agents competitively position their services and articulate value in a market where sellers are increasingly fee conscious. Review the full Charlotte commission breakdown and savings strategies at the source link to inform your client conversations. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. NC commission rates, what HomeLight data shows about average realtor fees. HomeLight published an overview of the average North Carolina real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay a realtor to sell their house, including ways to retain more proceeds. Understanding typical commission structures helps NC agents communicate value transparently and position their services competitively in listing conversations. Review the breakdown to benchmark your own fee structure. /www.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-North-Carolina/. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets. The delinquency report, what a percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.